White House lawyers officially accepted the Senate's decision and once again promised a vigorous defense of the president. NPR's Mara Liasson has that story.
Just yesterday, White House officials said that it was unfair for the Senate to begin opening arguments in the president's impeachment trial before it decided whether or not to call witnesses. The plan passed by the Senate this afternoon does just that, but there was no criticism from the White House today. White House aides were powerless to determine the rules for the Senate trial, and they admitted they'd be foolish to criticize an agreement embraced by all of their Democratic allies in the Senate. In private, White House aides said the plan was not ideal, but it had elements they could work with. In public, White House counsel Gregory Craig said the president's lawyers were ready to begin the trial next week.
The Senate has decided how it wants to proceed. We respect that. And in accordance with the procedures adopted by the Senate, we plan to present, on behalf of the president, a vigorous, successful, and complete defense. We are optimistic, we are confident that the senators, once they see and hear this defense in this opening phase of the trial, will conclude that the articles do not justify or warrant conviction or removal from office.
The White House preferred a plan for a short trial with no witnesses, and there still is the possibility that's what will happen. The White House got one thing it wanted very badly. The formal part of the presentations, from the White House and the House managers, will be confined to the record of the House impeachment hearings. That means the House managers will not be able to surprise the White House at that time with brand new evidence. Evidence concerning the so-called Jane Does, women who gave affidavits to the independent counsel but whose testimony was never entered into the House record. And before any votes are taken to call individual witnesses, there will be votes on a motion to adjourn the trial or to move immediately to an up or down vote on the articles of impeachment. And those votes, White House officials say, will be an important test of the president's prospects for acquittal or conviction. During the impeachment debate in the House, White House aides criticized the process as unfair, partisan, and ultimately illegitimate. Now that the trial is beginning in the Senate, their approach has changed. White House aides have no harsh words for the Senate, and there's a reason for that. We believe the president will ultimately be acquitted, one aide said, so we want the process to be seen as fair and legitimate, so the outcome will be seen that way, too. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.